This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update. Traders are looking at U.S. growth of 3.2% in the fourth quarter. We got that number earlier. But the real story today is about how money is moving around the world, out of emerging markets into established ones. And to help sort us out, I'm joined live by Adolfo Laurenti. He's the Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why are investors dumping out of places like Turkey, South Africa, and putting their money into more mature markets?
I think it's becoming apparent that there's been a change of the guard as a growth engine of the global economy in the last few months. The U.S. is doing better. You've just mentioned the good numbers for GDP, but we also see good numbers coming out of Japan, of Germany, of the U.K. So it's the advanced economy growth that is really leading the economy in 2014. And on the other side, emerging economies are facing some challenges, from China to Turkey, clearly, Argentina with the risk of default, and so on. So in global investors are really repositioning their holdings and portfolios, and we see on the markets what the implications are.
The Federal Reserve is continuing to pull back its bond buying program. How much does the Fed have to do with all this?
Oh, this is also very important because the expectations now is that interest rates will be higher in the developed economies, and that's one more reason to move away from emergings, exactly the type of capital flows that we have been expecting and now are taking place.
Adolfo Laurenti from Mesirow Financial, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Well, we didn't hear much from the president about college affordability in his State of the Union this week. He's talked about it in the past. But some members of Congress are pushing the issue. Representative Suzanne Bonamici, a Democrat from Oregon, has a bill that would make tuition free at public universities. After graduation, students would pay a percentage of their income. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
The concept is known as pay it forward because graduates paying into the system would help fund college for those who come after them. Representative Suzanne Bonamici, the bill's sponsor, says too many students are daunted by high tuition and expensive loans.
We're hoping that this actually encourages more students to enroll and complete college, knowing that they'll be able to finish and pay back a percentage of their income.
The bill is modeled after a pilot program in Oregon, and similar plans have been floated in other states. Critics say forking over a chunk of their paychecks for 20 or 25 years could actually cost students more over their lifetimes. Lauren Asher is with the Institute for College Access and Success.
Changing what you call the financial obligation doesn't mean that it's not a financial obligation.
But Bonamici says the idea is to test out a new way of paying for college. If it passes, the bill would provide federal funding for states that want to try it. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We've got a story now about economic changes underway in Cuba. The country wants to lure foreign investment, and it's trying to do it with one of Cuba's most ambitious projects in decades, a multi-million dollar shipping port, plus a special economic empowerment zone near the port to try to boost jobs and exports. Here's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford with the story.
Soft music piped over the gleaming cranes and pristine concrete of Mariel Port. A short drive from Havana, Mariel is Cuba's mega project, a modern deep-water port with ambitions to become a major shipping hub between Asia and the Americas. Stage 1 has just been declared open. Doing the honours with the ceremonial ribbon together with Raul Castro was Brazil's president Dilma Rousseff. Her government has financed this project with almost $700 million in credit. For Cuba, the port is another step in opening up its economy, a program of reforms begun by Raul Castro that he says are vital to keep this nation afloat. This container port shows our optimism and our confidence in a prosperous socialist future, Castro told the crowd. But the port is just the start of this place. Around it will be a special economic development zone where Cuba is offering tax breaks and other incentives to lure foreign investors. The project was launched last November. Since then, those in charge say 35 proposals are under development from firms in Spain, Italy, Brazil and others. It seems a new pragmatic wind is sweeping this communist-run island, where foreign investors were viewed with deep suspicion for decades. Economist Juan Triana says ideological doubts have been put aside because foreign capital is badly needed here.
I can assure you that it's really, really important for Cuba today and for the future of Cuban economy. If you compare our technology, our factory, with the rest of the world, maybe it's 40 years old. So if we can improve technology, modernize our economy, our factories, if Cuba can create more jobs, Cuba needs foreign direct investment.
That report was from the BBC's Sarah Rainsford. And have you ever wanted to pitch us a story? Well, now's your chance. In our new series, I've Always Wondered, you can ask us your nagging questions about business, economics, or whatever. Really, just head on over to marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Midday Update.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.